Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Scott Reynolds, who's the founder of Armor Payments. Hi, Scott. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Karen. Glad to be here.
So let's start off nice and simple, 25 words or less. What is Armor Payments?
Sure. So Armor Payments offers a business-to-business online escrow payment service that can be easily integrated into online B2B marketplaces, online directories, e-invoice providers, et cetera. And it enables business-to-business buyers and suppliers to transact safely, securely, and cost-effectively.
Gotcha. So it sounds like it has a particular pain point that you were thinking about when you developed this concept. Give us a little bit of color around specifically the problem you are solving for in the small business B2B payments ecosystem.
Sure. So we're seeing a strong trend. You know, finally, B2B suppliers and buyers are moving online and using the internet as a viable sales channel. And in fact, last year, B2B Magazine did a study, and they found that 72% of suppliers that they talked to were planning on using online marketplaces and online directories as a sales acquisition channel. So, you know, finally, B2B is moving online. But the interesting thing is there's a lack of really viable payment options that allow businesses to transact safely, securely, and cost-effectively for the larger transaction values that are part of B2B commerce. And, you know, I've worked at PayPal. I've also worked at MasterCard, and I've seen the challenges firsthand that these B2B suppliers face.
Mm-hmm.
PayPal and credit cards, for that matter, are expensive, particularly for the larger transactions that, again, are part of B2B commerce.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the chargeback structure tends to be optimized really for the consumer market. So with Armor Payments, we can provide a similar level of protection to buyers with our escrow process and our integrated dispute platform, and we can provide guaranteed funds to the supplier, all at a significantly lower cost.
Give me a sense of the business model. Then, how do you guys make money?
Sure. Similar to a typical method of payment, we'll take a percentage fee based on the size of the transaction, but typically that's less than half of what a PayPal or a credit card would cost.
And where have you seen the demand really coming from? Are there particular types of small businesses that find this attractive?
Yeah, our model is not to go directly to the end buyers and suppliers themselves, but we're really focused on partnering with B2B commerce enablers like marketplaces, like online directories, like e-invoice providers. And so that we can provide our service that can be easily integrated into those partners, and we can allow those partners to actually process and monetize the transactions that they're already bringing about by bringing buyers and suppliers together, but typically they don't facilitate the payment component. So we're seeing interest really from a wide variety of potential partners, ranging from wholesale fashion to refurbished electronics, quite a wide range of channels where these marketplaces are bringing together buyers and suppliers, but they still don't have a viable, secure method of payment that they can build into their marketplaces.
So you mentioned a couple of players that also have flavors of this type of service, PayPal and certainly the traditional card networks. Are you seeing other sources of competition emerge in this area? Who do you typically compete against when you are making your presence known in these marketplaces and trying to get small businesses interested?
Yeah, so we kind of consider our competitive set to include a number of different types of entities. I mean, on one hand, we have the incumbents, which is, as you probably know, you know, paper checks here in the U.S. are still widely prevalent. So one of the challenges of the existing B2B payment methods are, who's going to take on the risk? Is it the buyer who's going to prepay, or is it the seller who's going to offer some sort of credit terms to a new customer? So that's just the kind of the status quo that we're tackling with our service. Then we certainly see in certain pockets traditional consumer methods like PayPal or credit cards. But having spoken to a lot of B2B suppliers, they accept those methods of payments very reluctantly, primarily based on the cost and the chargeback risk for these large transactions. And then the third category of competitors that we see is there are a small number of online escrow providers, but our model is fundamentally different. We are not looking for users to come directly to armorpayments.com. We've really architected our solution to be integrated into third-party channel partners as a method of payment.
So are there any particular risk management or regulatory considerations that you guys have to worry about?
Yeah, at a couple different levels. So one, we've certainly put in a full set of policies and procedures around anti-money laundering and OFAC, which regulates which countries and individuals and groups we can do business with. So we put that in place. And then the other type of regulatory environment that we're working with is California, where we're based, is one of the few states that actually has an internet escrow license requirement. So exactly. Go figure. So we're working with the California Department of Business Oversight on obtaining that license, and we expect to have it within the next 6 to 8 weeks, depending on the speed of the wheels of bureaucracy.
Well, you know, one of the things that you mentioned got me to thinking about the application of this in a cross-border environment. I'll bet this is something that small businesses doing business with those cross-border would find particularly appealing. Are you seeing demand coming from that opportunity as well?
Yes, absolutely. So if you look at Alibaba, they have developed their own in-house escrow service to address these very similar type of challenges where a buyer is buying from a supplier that they have not met, may not have any relationship with, and any type of security is a big concern. Now, Alibaba is obviously massive and have the resources to develop this type of service in-house, but we're finding and talking to many marketplaces that are facilitating international transactions, and you know, they don't have the resources that Alibaba does, so they're very excited to see our service and be able to integrate our service to provide that value to their community of buyers and sellers.
So my final question, I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, but this is the Bitcoin comparison. So we've done a lot of work on the payments.com site about Bitcoin and trying to draw the distinction between the currency and the protocol. And the protocol really does point out that one of the applications that it serves is this trusted agent function, where the ability for two individuals to transact with this trusted intermediary could, in fact, be one of the advantages of using the Bitcoin protocol. How do you feel when people ask you that question? And would the Bitcoin protocol make what you do completely obsolete?
Yeah, so two things. One, we certainly have not seen any interest from our B2B users yet for Bitcoin. Now, that's not to say it may change or evolve in the future, but certainly at this point we haven't seen any interest from the B2B segment. But two, I see Bitcoin as you know, clearly it's a fascinating innovation that allows a store of value to be transferred between two entities very easily and cost effectively. But the other hand, as a means of payment for a transaction, it's irrevocable. Mm-hmm. And so we run into similar challenges as with, say, a wire transfer, where it's which side is going to take on the risk. Is it the buyer who may have to prepay and hope that they receive what they expect to receive, or is it the seller who is going to offer some sort of payment terms? So I see value for our service in providing that type of protection regardless of the mechanism of the payment component.
So, Scott, final wrap-up question. You guys are relatively young innovators. Give us a sense of your progress to date. Where are you? How many businesses are taking advantage of your capabilities and marketplaces and so forth?
Sure. So we are relatively young, but we've been very excited about the reception so far. We have partnerships with a handful of B2B marketplaces, supply chain management software provider. And so we've been very excited about our ability to, even with our beta product, to establish partnerships and get our product out there and being used by the buyers and sellers of our partners. So as we continue to develop, as I mentioned, we're still in beta, though we're seeing transactions already. As we roll out of beta over the next 6 to 8 weeks, we're excited to bring our service to a much broader audience of partners as well as buyers and sellers.
Well, Scott, thanks for taking a few minutes to give us the overview of Armor Payments. We look forward to getting back in touch as you prepare for your full launch and getting updates on how things are going. It's a very interesting business, so congratulations on a great concept and what sounds like a great start.
Fantastic. Thanks again. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today.